very much a volume shooting team. They go to the net as well as anybody. It's something that our goaltender has to do a good job with: rebound control, kicking pucks away, taking whistles. From a defensive standpoint, we're going to have to do a good job of boxing out and taking care of that area of the blue paint and have good, clean, you know, retrievals and getting out of our own zone. So good team. They put themselves in a great position. And obviously the next few weeks are going to be real critical with back in Big Ten play. So for us, you know, we're stressing, you know, team defense, discipline, you know, taking care of a puck. How important that is this time of the year as we get down to the end.
How important will the power play be this weekend terms of how successful it's been so far?
It's always important you got to get some power play goals, and that's a battle within the battle, especially teams. And, you know, our penalty kill continues to improve and get better. The power play, you know, I haven't been in, even though we've scored some goals, I haven't been as in love with it as maybe I was a little bit earlier. So we got to get back to moving the puck a little bit more quickly. We got to get back to a better net front presence, whether it's 5-on-5 or certainly on the power play. And so we'll work on it and, you know, try to have a little bit better execution. But to me, we've just been a little bit slow in moving the puck from, you know, one point to the next.
Penalty kill has been one of the top of the nation the past about 10 games or so, after being maybe one of the worst of the last season. What do you kind of credit towards the change?
Well, we've got some veteran guys on it. You look at the only guy we lost on our penalty kill last year was Hudson. So I think another year, that the experience they had last year was important. Same thing with our D. We had some new guys that played. We're spending a lot more time on it because we know how important that is. And, you know, you get back and ultimately, you know, cost us at the end when we give up, what, 2 or 3 power play goals against Michigan in the last game, and season's over. So we've dedicated 2 to 3 days a week in our practice schedule to our penalty kill on different aspects of it. And, you know, Mike's in charge of it and does a great job with it. And I know it was a sense of frustration for him. And obviously the best penalty killers are goalie. And early on, I think, you know, Eric needed to make a couple saves on the penalty kill too to bail our guys out. And that's important. And now he's been doing that on a more consistent basis. And all of a sudden that if you're only giving up 1 or 2 shots on the power play, the goaltender's got to make some saves too, and he's done a good job with that. It's funny how, you know, maybe we're almost giving up more shots now than what we were, but he's making more saves.
Now that you've been playing Penn State for a few years, does it feel like you're starting to build some tradition with this matchup?
Well, I think you're building how a team plays, and, you know, it's kind of funny, and it's how it was, you know, in other leagues too. I mean, you play a team and you know their style and how they're going to play. So, I mean, you can kind of plug in the video and, you know, okay, yeah, I know we're playing Penn State because they're going to shoot and they're going to crash the net and they're going to play, get up and down the rink. They're usually a very deep team and a 4-line team. They just roll their guys and they've never been too concerned about, you know, who's out against who. They're going to play their guys, and that's their mentality. They've built a nice program, and when you look at the commitment that the institution made, and obviously Mr. Pegula to donate that amount of money, and I think his dream is paid off when, you know, they sell out every game, and it's a, you know, 6,000 whatever the rink holds. They have a good atmosphere. It's a nice facility to play in, I think when they decided to add hockey, that was their vision, and it's come to fruition.
How impressive is it that just a couple years ago they had club kids on the team, and now a couple weeks ago?
Well, it's 5 years, and then you look at, I mean, a lot of times you don't have guys more than 3 years, so, you know, they had a chance to start fresh. They're in a good spot recruiting wise. Because you can drive to the East Coast, you can drive up to Canada and Michigan, you know, so you go 300 miles in a radius around State College, you can get to some, you know, pretty good grounds. And then, you know, one of their assistants has roots here back in Minnesota, so, you know, they're back here playing games, and, you know, so they're recruiting in Minnesota as well, and they've done a nice job.
Do you think it'd be good for the Big Ten if they're able to sustain some of this success and be a top 10 team for years to come?
Well, I think it's good for the Big Ten that, you know, more teams are doing well this year. That you look right now and you know, Wisconsin's rebounding like you knew they would. You know, Notre Dame's coming in, so, you know, Michigan's a pretty – I just think we're on the cusp of, you know, the Big Ten being really, really good.
Are you surprised at how quickly Penn State has become competitive?
No, because it's, you know, it's been a half a dozen years now. I mean, you have a chance to go out and recruit and start over, and it's a, you know, everybody's heard of Penn State. I mean, you go out recruiting, I don't care if you're in Ontario or British Columbia or Minnesota or You know, Boston, I mean, Penn State's a name brand school. So with it comes credibility. And when you have invested and, you know, built a nice facility to play in, that, you know, you're on par with everybody.
You mentioned Coach Fisher being from here. He said he came to see Mariucci before they built Pagula. Do you remember them visiting here to sort of...
Yeah, I do remember, Mr. Pagula here. Sitting in the office and talking about Division I hockey, and I think that's what they did. I mean, I think most people now, when they're going to build a new facility, I remember when, you know, North Dakota was building them, they were out at, you know, Ralph Engelstad was out at CC, and, you know, with Dean, and they were taking a tour around the newer facilities and to see what they liked and, you know, what they didn't like. And like anything, we were at that era where there was probably 10 or 15 new college hockey rinks that were built, and you can go around and look, and you can kind of take what you like and what you don't and formulate it into your own plans, and especially with that, when, you know, money really wasn't an object.
Did you have any big words for them? Or
no, I don't, you know, no. I mean, hey, he's a pretty good businessman. He knows what he's doing. I'm not giving him any advice. Ask him about how to invest money.
What can a series like this where both teams come in ranked in the top 10 do to help build a rivalry?
Well, you know, I think some rivalries, it was interesting when we moved to the Big Ten, where in the old WCHA, you could probably say we were everybody's main rival a lot, you know, seven or eight of the teams. I think in the Big Ten, it's a little bit more probably football related, maybe for like, not for the players or coaches, but if you said the student body. I would imagine that if you asked Ohio State, you know, who their fans want to beat, it's pretty obvious, it's Michigan. And I would bet that if you ask Penn State who they want to beat, it's probably Michigan, Ohio State. You know, obviously we have that tradition in hockey. But I think some of the rivalries within the Big Ten are specific as much to, you know, football and the other basketball and those sports as much as anything else. Obviously we have ours with Wisconsin. I would probably say right now our second biggest rival in the Big Ten would be Michigan as of now. But at the same time, some of it is, you know, where the coach is from. You know, what for them, what stokes. I mean, if you got Steve Rolick and Mark Strobel from Hill Murray High School, I'm sure they want to beat the Gophers. You know, just maybe a player from Canada doesn't have that same feeling. But I think it's helped playing four games a year rather than all of a sudden you're on a rotation where you only play twice a year. And even next year with Notre Dame coming in, when you go into everybody's building, and you do have a true champion when you play four games a year. And I think that's one of the things I like about it versus, you know, some leagues you could win a championship based on, you know, who your four and two game opponents are or who you play at home or who you play on the road in that type of situation, because we saw that happen before. So I think people are getting more and more comfortable. When you look at right now, you know, we're in the top 10. Penn State is. Ohio State's just on the cusp. You know, Wisconsin's, you know, having a good year. I mean, Notre Dame, where they're at in Hockey East. So I think the future looks very good. I think people have made a lot out of nothing the last couple of years, and I think it's going to be a good league. It is a good league, and it's going to continue to become better.
A word that was thrown around a lot recently has been depth. So how have you been working towards getting the core to produce more, and how important is it?
Well, it's, you know, there's an old saying, you know, your best players have to be your best players when you get to this time of the year. So we know who those guys are. They've been identified. But I think what becomes critical as you get to this juncture, you have to have some secondary guys step up. Like Ryan Norman's got a goal each of the last two weekends. You know, so I think those are important aspects of our team. Like I thought, I call it our blue line with Romenko and Ramsey and Norman last weekend was the best they've played since the first month of the season. And I've always been confident in them defensively, but they did a better job of in the offensive zone and generating scoring chances. And it just makes us a better team when we get that from throughout our lineup. You know, we're still trying to, you know, figure out who should be playing with Smetula right now. On that right side, we've moved some guys around, and we'll continue to move some guys around until we find out, you know, who that person is.
You mentioned after Saturday's game, you want to try to get Maroney in mm-hmm. this week. You still trying to do that?
Yeah, I mean, he practiced today on the black line with Smetula. Whether he, you know, stays there tomorrow, we'll talk as a staff. You know, sometimes until guys play, you don't know. And they need a chance. You know, I've had guys that I've coached that are better in games than they are in practice. and you know, he brings a certain element. He hasn't had